Eleanor Remick Warren's catalog contains 200 published compositions, most of which involve the voice and the orchestra. She enjoyed an international reputation, and her larger works received performances by important orchestras under such conductors as Pierre Monteux, John Barbaroli, and Alfred Wallenstein. An American composer and pianist, she was born in Los Angeles in 1900 and died there in 1991, remaining active until the end. After early study in Los Angeles and a year at Mills College, she went to New York for 4 years, where she continued to study and to work as an accompanist for singers at the Metropolitan Opera when they went on concert tours. From 1921 to the early 1940s, she toured the USA with singers such as Florence Easton and Lawrence Tibbett, who were among the many artists to sing her songs. Warren married twice and had 3 children. She combined her life as a wife and mother with her work as a composer, vowing that each nurtured the other. Long after her formal studies were over, and having already established a strong reputation and won many honors, she went to Paris at the age of 59 for intensive study with Nadia Boulanger. Upon her return to Los Angeles, she revised several of her early works. We're going to hear The Sleeping Beauty, based on the poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Although Warren's early orchestrations usually contained generous harp parts, for this work she decided to replace the harp with piano, using it as another instrument of the orchestra. Though use of the piano added brilliance to the musical texture, it also may have proven to be the work's undoing. Warren, herself a pianist of concert quality, had written a piano part of such difficulty that few orchestras employed keyboard players with the skill to perform it. Nor did any of the piano virtuosi of the day want to take on the thankless assignment of being merely another member of the orchestra. Thus, Warren never got to hear the piece, nor did she have an opportunity to revise it after a premiere. The recorded performance we'll hear is the world premiere of the work, made more than 40 years after its publication. Thomas Hampson is the prince, Maria Venuti the princess, Gerd Nienstedt the king, David Lutz the piano, and the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Chorus of Krakow, conducted by Bruce Ferdin. The text is too long to read you, but I'll tell you the section titles. The Sleeping Palace, The Sleeping Princess, The Prince's Arrival, The Awakening, The King and Lords, and The Departure. Although you may not catch half the words, I think it works to just listen to this as a tone poem.